Now turn to part two. You'll hear a photographer and TV cameraman called Mike Darby talking about his life and work. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part two.
Hello, my name's Mike Darby, and I'm here to talk about my work as a wildlife photographer and cameraman. So, what's it take to make it in this profession? It helps to be a graduate, and photography degree courses are now common, although that wasn't always the case. Older photographers I work with often got into photography as a career via a different study route. One did a degree in fine art, others did media studies, quite a few actually, whereas I graduated in marine biology. I started out as a commercial diver, also ran a diving school for a while, before going on to dive in the Antarctic for a research station. It was there that I really started taking photographs underwater. At that point, something clicked. I'd found my vocation, so I set up my own business as a photographer. And I soon discovered that just being able to take a good picture isn't enough. A strong business sense is also essential, especially a flair for marketing. And sound administrative skills come in useful, as does the ability to handle your own accounts. If you end up working freelance like me, though, it's good to keep lots of different things on the go. I've just done a shoot for a travel company. I got that tied up in 4 days, and they kept all the pictures. A large wildlife book, however, start to finish, could take up to 2 years. For something like that, I'd expect to take hundreds of photos, only a few of which would end up being accepted by the publisher. But the rest don't go to waste. A magazine bought some unused ones recently. On the whole, though, I sell them via a website which sells them on to other people. As for the books, I've actually done a number over the years. A South African Paradise has sold the best. It's now on its 5th reprint. But the one that gives me most personal satisfaction is Awesome Animals, which I did jointly with my wife. That's the real deal. And then there's Underwater with Mike. I never liked the title, but it does give you a good idea of my work over the past 4 years. Obviously, for me, one thrill's been broadening out into TV, doing work as a cameraman. Like at the end of last year, I filmed stingrays in the Caribbean for a series that'll be on later this year. Before that, I'd been filming all sorts of dolphins in Florida. And I've actually just finished filming various species of shark. That took me to the Mediterranean, the Indian Ocean, and the Pacific. The TV work is a bit different from the other stuff I do. It's rather more backstage, because you're just a name on the credits at the end of the programme. Whereas with the books, you've got a whole title to your name. But within the industry, it's still considered high-profile work. Now, one thing I haven't done, but which many aspiring young photographers try, is taking film or still pictures and then thinking up slogans and then trying to sell both together. This can be a good way into the profession as it gets your name known. Now, before I go on to the slideshow,
now you'll hear part two again.
Hello, my name's Mike Darby, and I'm here to talk about my work as a wildlife photographer and cameraman. So, what's it take to make it in this profession? It helps to be a graduate, and photography degree courses are now common, although that wasn't always the case. Older photographers I work with often got into photography as a career via a different study route. One did a degree in fine art, others did media studies, quite a few actually, whereas I graduated in marine biology. I started out as a commercial diver, also ran a diving school for a while, before going on to dive in the Antarctic for a research station. It was there that I really started taking photographs underwater. At that point, something clicked. I'd found my vocation, so I set up my own business as a photographer. And I soon discovered that just being able to take a good picture isn't enough. A strong business sense is also essential, especially a flair for marketing. And sound administrative skills come in useful, as does the ability to handle your own accounts. If you end up working freelance like me, though, it's good to keep lots of different things on the go. I've just done a shoot for a travel company. I got that tied up in 4 days and they kept all the pictures. A large wildlife book, however, start to finish, could take up to 2 years. For something like that, I'd expect to take hundreds of photos, only a few of which would end up being accepted by the publisher. But the rest don't go to waste. A magazine bought some unused ones recently. On the whole, though, I sell them via a website which sells them on to other people. As for the books, I've actually done a number over the years. A South African Paradise has sold the best. It's now on its 5th reprint. But the one that gives me most personal satisfaction is Awesome Animals, which I did jointly with my wife. That's the real deal. And then there's Underwater with Mike. I never liked the title, but it does give you a good idea of my work over the past 4 years. Obviously, for me, one thrill's been broadening out into TV, doing work as a cameraman. Like, at the end of last year, I filmed stingrays in the Caribbean for a series that'll be on later this year. Before that, I'd been filming all sorts of dolphins in Florida. And I've actually just finished filming various species of shark. That took me to the Mediterranean, the Indian Ocean, and the Pacific. The TV work is a bit different from the other stuff I do. It's rather more backstage, because you're just a name on the credits at the end of the programme. Whereas with the books, you've got a whole title to your name. But within the industry, it's still considered high-profile work. Now, one thing I haven't done, but which many aspiring young photographers try, is taking film, or still pictures, and then thinking up slogans, and then trying to sell both together. This can be a good way into the profession, as it gets your name known. Now, before I go on to the slideshow...
That's the end of part 2.